With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The RCIPS is asking the public's assistance in locating Joseph Hurlston, a 44-year-old man from Bodentown. Mr. Hurlston is wanted in relation to several offences, including assault and threats to kill. Police describe him as being 5'9" tall, slim build, and of light brown complexion. Officers note that he previously wore dreadlocks, but have since removed them. Members of the public are advised not to approach Hurlston. Instead, anyone who sees him should contact 911 and report his location. Information can also be provided directly to the Bodentown Police Station or anonymously through Cayman Crime Stoppers and the RCIPS tip line. We have an update from the Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability about a confirmed case of Legionnaire's disease on Grand Cayman. The ministry today said environmental samples were taken and confirmed the presence of the bacterium at the Anthony S. Eden Hospital. In response, officials closed specific areas for remediation work. Those closures will remain until testing confirms it's safe.
As it relates to our directive to the HSA, our response is evidence-based and consistent with best practices relating to a single confirmed case.
That's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf, who says it is important to note that environmental detection does not mean there will be illnesses. She says there's no evidence of wider risk to the public. In other local news, Cabinet's Cayman Forward Roadmap sets up a new strategic task force for action, reform and transformation called START to coordinate reforms between the Central Planning Authority and the National Conservation Council. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Premier the Honourable Andre Ebanks says the summit between the two groups showed the real problem was agencies working separately instead of together.
So the fact that they're able to sit down, have dialogue, and already contemplating quick wins, and I don't want anyone to underestimate the value of the quick wins, suddenly the bigger things are not so hard to overcome.
The Cayman Forward report says START in the Office of the Premier will oversee legal guidance on how planning and conservation laws fit together, a joint planning environment task force, and a group to review environmental impact assessment, timing, and triggers. Dr. Ian Kirkham says NCC sets policy while technocrats handle applications, and delegation should free CPA to focus on bigger issues.
I think that will allow CPA to be far more effective with its time. Engage more in policy development and policy issues, and hopefully allows NCC and CPA to integrate a lot more in their work.
Under the roadmap, CPA has moved to seek cabinet approval to delegate certain functions so planning officers can act directly on DOE advice. CPA Chair Ian Perrindu says the change should cut out a step and shorten the path from DOE to NCC.
So what will happen now is I'll come straight into the planning department. They'll say, it's got to be referred, it goes straight back out to the NCC. It's just cutting down on the timeline of the process.
START is also tasked with backing an internal adverse effect assessment tool so planners can focus environmental review on applications that really need it. Kirkham said new IT tools and training are meant to replace the practice of referring almost everything.
What we're trying to put into place is a system by which planners and the environmental staff at DOE talk through IT tools, training opportunities, secondments. There are many opportunities and tools and methods that we can employ. I mean, that wasn't happening.
Premier Andre Ebanks cautioned that coordinating all the players under START will take time, but says the country cannot wait for gradual and formal fixes.
So it's taking the time to get all the stakeholders known and be able to deliver against that action plan, because in my view, the country can't wait anymore.
According to the report, START is responsible for immediate process changes within 30 days and the adverse effect tool, shared systems, and new development plans phased in over the following 180 days and beyond. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Lying in state of national hero, the Honourable Francine Jackson will be held on Wednesday, the 15th of July from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the House of Parliament. The proceedings will be live-streamed by the Cayman Islands government, and the public is invited to pay their respects from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. To the courts, a man whose identity cannot be published due to court-imposed reporting restrictions is facing three counts of indecent assault involving a girl. The charges relate to allegations arising from January. The accused is alleged to have touched the complainant and caused the complainant to touch him sexually. The case was mentioned before the summary court, where the man was granted bail to a West Bay address. No pleas have been entered to the charges, which are alleged offences under Section 132, Subsection 1 of the Penal Code. Neville Antonio Faulkner has been acquitted of a charge alleging he used an email address to annoy, harass, or defraud Director of Planning Haroon Pandui. The not guilty verdict was delivered by a jury on Friday following a trial that lasted a week. The prosecution's case centered on emails sent by Mr. Faulkner to Mr. Pandui after the Department of Planning condemned one of his properties following a fire-related incident. Jurors heard evidence from the complainant, Haroon Pandui, along with witnesses from the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, the Cayman Islands Fire Service, and the Department of Planning. Mr. Faulkner, who represented himself, argued that the emails constituted protected free speech and were not intended to threaten anyone. Mr. Pandui told the court that he considered the emails threatening and highlighted that they had been shared with a number of government officials and international recipients. The jury ultimately rejected the prosecution's case and acquitted Mr. Faulkner. Following the verdict, Acting Justice Dale Palmer lifted his bail conditions and he was released. Orit Brown represented the Director of Public Prosecution's Office. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. It's a, quote, significant milestone in enhancing workplace safety as the Ministry of Health conducts the first on-site health, safety and environment culture survey at the Department of Environmental Health's solid waste facility.
Before we can effectively lead change, it is essential that we listen to our employees, understand their experiences, and gain insight into the existing HSE culture across operational areas.
Ministry Specialist Osehi Alexander says government is developing standard operating procedures covering incident notification, risk management, and workplace inspections, initially focusing on the DEH. This is alongside new workplace health and safety legislation to, quote, strengthen protections and support safer workplaces in the Cayman Islands. The civil service will be, quote, embracing technology to better support Cayman's fast-growing population.
When we talk about the demands that the government has placed on it, a lot of this has been in responding to the realities of our population growth. And so as we're looking to contrast the ways we may have responded to the growth in demand for services, we'll be leaning more on technology to help us be able to have every person's impact and productivity enhanced by using more digital tools.
Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record, Deputy Governor the Honorable Gloria Macfield Nixon told listeners her first senior leadership team meeting, chief officers were given updated executive dashboards, which include real-time information about expenses and budgeting. This can, quote, better inform the way leaders make decisions.
We're also looking at the way that we organize ourselves. As we went through our financial reforms, we created various ministries, and each ministry created their own sort of teams to do all of the administrative services that supported that. And as we've grown larger, we've realized that there are some opportunities to streamline that. So HR, finance, communications being some of the key services that we'd be able to deliver more efficiently through the way we structure ourselves. And we started those communications within our organization.
The Honorable Gloria Macfield Nixon took up the post of Deputy Governor last week following the retirement of Franz Manderson. Finally,
contestant number two, Juliana Myers.
Juliana Myers is Miss Universe Cayman Islands 2026 and was crowned on Saturday night at Pedro St. James. She will represent the Cayman Islands at the 75th Miss Universe competition in Puerto Rico later this year. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.